beginning. If I could get everybody's attention, please. We're going to have an unofficial beginning this morning. You have been reading about the new headsets for those who would benefit from some hearing equipment that enhances. We have and Mike Piazza has one of those sets, so we're going to do a kind of a brief introduction and experiment. So let me ask again, and I know sometimes folks are kind of hesitant to say, well, I could use that, but I know Dave said that's a thing that would be of help to him. Are there any other folks that would find that helpful because you have difficulty sometimes hearing during the service? And if you would be much more comfortable not raising your hand but finding Mike or personally and privately, he could work on that for you. So those are going to be available. We're going to work out all the kinks, and next Sunday everything will be ready to go. So among the many things, I was going to say one of the benefits, and while we're working out the kinks, we were thinking about adding a feature that if the sermon got real boring, you could change channels and pick up a Billy Graham rerun, but I don't think that we're going to be able to implement that part of the program. So we'll work out the kinks for next week, and in the meantime, you could talk with Mike and hopefully even come over to church sometime and work one out. So, Mike, let's just put that on hold till next Sunday. We'll have our official call to worship. And everyone does know that, and probably there are a lot of folks coming in a little later who are still making their mashed potatoes and broccoli casseroles. We will be having a fellowship dinner after service today over in the great room in the building next door. And you are invited to join us for that. More than welcome to do so. Let's stand together as we call the church to worship. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day, for this is the day you have made. We thank you for the beauty of this day that you have made. The blue skies and the bright sunshine, the crisp spring air. Father, we thank you for all the little things that we see, your handiwork in nature. But more than anything, Father, we thank you for those unseen things, your love, your grace, your mercy, all those things that are a part of who you are, for all that you've done and all that you are doing and all that you will do for us because of your love and grace. We give you praise this day in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed. His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. Redeemed with his presence, with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of him all the day long. I sing for I cannot be silent, his love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed. redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am.
To the Lord, our God and King, His love endures forever. For He is good, He is above all things, His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever, forever. From the rising to the setting sun, His love endures forever. And by the grace of God, we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever. Forever. Who am I that You are mindful of me, that You hear me when I call? Is it true that You are thinking of me, how You love me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
hide, but you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call. Is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me, it's amazing, it's amazing. I am a friend of God, I am a friend of God, I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God, I am a friend of God, I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend.
One more time.
God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend.
Sing it out.
God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. I am a friend of God, I am a friend of God, I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God, I am a friend of God, I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
Put your hands together.
I am a friend of God, I am a friend of God, I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God, I am a friend of God, I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. He calls me friend. He calls me friend.
Amen.
Jesus, we thank you that we did not have to take ourselves, but that you chose to call us your friends. As with all of your blessings, you are the initiator and we are the recipients, and thank you for that. And we certainly humbly thank you that you choose to call us your friends and to walk and talk with us and be very personal in our lives if we will but open ourselves and allow you to do so. We thank you for that, and we bless you today. We worship and honor you, and we give thanks to you for all your wonderful grace and blessings. And all the church said, amen. 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 You may be seated. Well, again, let me just invite everyone, please, please feel free to stay and have fellowship meal with us today following the morning service. Lots of good food has been prepared, and we'll be sharing that in the great room in the building right across the walkway here. The midweek Bible studies and youth group, those activities are there. Next Sunday, the video series on the Jewish festivals at 9:30 in the morning. We mentioned the new hearing enhancement system, and please talk to Mike today about that. There are some things coming up. May is right around the corner, May calendars are on the back table. May 3rd is the National Day of Prayer here at Harrodsburg at noon in front of the Judicial Center. And then May 12th, the Saturday after Derby Day, 2 weeks from yesterday, is the 10th anniversary of the transformation for our community. And this transformation gathering on the 12th will be at 10 a.m. to noon there on Main Street in front of Harrodsburg Christian Church. So please take note of these opportunities to gather together. These are announcements that I wanted to make all of us aware of. And I'll ask Kent if he would come take this microphone. And if you have an announcement or a prayer request or something you'd like to share, just raise your hand and wait for him so we can all hear. We can get it on the recording. Kent, thank you.
We have been talking with Pioneer Baptist about Vacation Bible School this year, and although they are without a pastor right now, we're still going ahead. Megan Ellis is the head of that, and she's quite capable. But they've decided on the date, June 4th through the 8th, and she was wanting me to find out as quickly as I could, once we settled on this date, that our volunteers that come from community are as willing as they were last year to join us. Had a couple of requests, one of them being the music people, and so they need to, so you got a whole month. Well, I need to know pretty soon. So, but you got a month to think about it anyway. And just anybody who is interested, it's really fun. It's not a whole lot of work, except you get tired by the end, but it's really great. Now, if you've got even a thought that you want to do it, please tell me. Thank you.
The National Day of Prayer is this May the 3rd Thursday. We will be having a National Day of Prayer breakfast at the nursing home where I work. Pastor Terry will be speaking that morning. Breakfast will be at 7:30. Anyone that would like to come, you're welcome. We'll have pancake and sausage breakfast, and then we will gather out front of the building, weather permitting, and we'll have a big prayer circle on the grounds in front of the nursing home. And the theme is unity, not just unity in the church, but unity in our country as well. So anyone and everyone is welcome to come. 7:30, the breakfast, and also the 13th of May is Mother's Day. All you men and children better remember that one.
Back the end of last year, I asked for a prayer for a friend of mine, Dashanara Sams, for cancer. She has been going through, she went through radiation, and she is cancer free. Thank the Lord. Now she is expecting her first child, and they are concerned that because it is so soon after the radiation treatments that there could be ill effects. And I ask your prayer for that. Thank you.
Just want to ask that you'll keep Bobby Elliott and his wife Pat in prayer. He's going through some cancer treatments and things and pretty tough times. And also Eddie Sanford. He just found out he's got stage 4 lung cancer.
Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day that the Lord has given us. I want to continue to remember my friend Liz in prayer. She's in and out of the hospital. Her daughter now says they're looking at hospice again. I think Liz has lost her will to live, just pray for Liz and for her daughter Cindy, as she's the only child. All the responsibility falls on her. I also want to pray for our friend Rick in Vermont. Found out recently that he has cancer, and they're going through a tough time, but we trust in the Lord that he'll take care of things as he sees fit.
Eric's an archery coach named Eric, he's been out in the hospital, and I hope everybody can pray with him, or pray for him.
Well, all of the answer prayer reminded me of my friend Betty Kyle, and some of you remember her. She is also in stage 4, and she is not having any more cancer treatments. So she is trusting the Lord, and she seems to be doing well. She has some bad days, some good days. She has a network of friends in Lawrenceburg that keep her surrounded and lifted up, and I praise God for that. They just shower her with gifts and take her places to keep her happy. But Betty herself asks for prayers for her husband, Larry, because he seems to be taking all of this worse than she is. And she's just believing in a miracle, or if not a miracle, just God's will be done. So I just praise God for her faith and how they have grown in the Lord since they haven't been with us. And also would like to ask prayer for my youngest grandbaby, Lillian. Lillian is 18 months old, and she cannot walk. She hops around on her knees, she walks on her knees, and she's very active, she's very alert to everything, but she's in physical therapy, and we just would like to see her walk before she's 2 years old, or to find out what's going on with her. Thank you.
Another thing, you know, we talked about how good God is, how he blesses us all the time, how he gives us beautiful days like this. Last year sometime, early in the year, I think it was, I started asking prayer for a young lady who was pregnant with quintuplets. Those quintuplets are a year old this week. Mom and Daddy are just amazing with them, according to Facebook, and I know they have to be. The babies are all doing well. They're crawling, attempting to walk, talking mama, dada, giggling, laughing, just having a great time. So I'd like to thank the Lord for his blessings on that family. And today, how he's blessed us too. All we have to do is look around, see the sunshine, the flowers, the raindrops when they fall, the snow. It's all a blessing to us. We just have to realize it. We could live someplace where it's dry and desert and no rain and just terrible, but as I've said many times, it's amazing that God chose to plunk me down here, and I praise him for that.
Lois, I just want to give you a word of encouragement. My daughter Mickey didn't walk until she was 18 months old, and I was worried, and she won a national gymnastics award in cheerleading in high school. So have faith.
I've got some good news. My daughter will be graduating University of Kentucky on Fridays. So
Because that's good news, right? Well, we got some of our sound problems solved, I think, and so appreciate Rock and whoever else worked on Roger working on getting that taken care of. What a great group of testimonies this morning from things that need our continued prayer and things that we've prayed for which we can thank the Lord for the blessing that has followed. My heart was touched greatly yesterday, and I ask that on our prayer list, we kind of focus on Mark Darland, a young man who is diagnosed with ALS, and it's going quickly. And, of course, he and Stephen were best of friends, and he was at our house a lot, and yesterday they had a ceremony over at Bergen to honor Mark for all of the wonderful, wonderful contributions he's made to the youth of our community in coaching. ALS has put him in a wheelchair, affected his vocal cords to where he can hardly speak. And I guess, as I shared with one of his sons and with his wife, Tracy, I married them 30 years ago. And she said, you know, the time is short, and we're going to want you when that time comes. And I carried that good part of the day yesterday. Grown children, children at home, adopted children, those are heavy burdens. And we just pray the Lord would be gracious and take care. I told Tracy, I said, I can't explain it. Somehow God gives us what we need when we need it. You can never project. He just does it if we allow him to when we need it. So in our prayers, all these things that you've shared and the things that are on our hearts, we lift up before the Lord. No one will ask us to bow together. And I don't normally do this to call on somebody, but Brother George Smith, would you just take us together as we agree to kind of go there with you before the throne of grace this morning?
Needs of healing, needs of all different kinds of ministry, needs of restoration, needs of peace. And Father, even needs of joy.
Yes.
Father, you've heard each and every need this morning. Children needing to walk. Diseases needs to be crushed. Blessings of hope need to be poured out. And Father, you said in your word, if we would just come together, two or more, Lord, you would be there. We're so grateful you're here this morning. We pray, Father, for all those needs to be met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, we look to you this morning. Even in our own personal lives, in our own hearts, to meet those needs. For we know whence cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Jesus, be big in all the lives that are mentioned today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I think there are a couple, they're probably on your bulletin, a couple of birthdays maybe. Let me double check. Yeah, a birthday and an anniversary. All kind of in one family. Wednesday the 2nd. happy birthday, Chloe. And then your mom and dad are having a anniversary on May 30th. Yeah. So congratulations to those folks. We have some special music today. And Michael Morris, I think, is going to share that with us. We don't hear from Michael as often as we'd like, but today we get to.
Good morning.
Morning.
And we had an awful lot of prayers this morning. A lot of things on our hearts. This song was requested by my friend Kent back here. And it's a song that's kind of grown on me, and I just really like it. And it's very, I think, appropriate for this morning. It's called All My Hope. And we have the words this morning. So, and it's got a nice chorus, so if you pick up on it, sing along with me, it'd be great. I've been held by the Savior. I've felt fire from above. I've been out to the river. I ain't the same, a prodigal returned. And all my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. And all my sins are forgiven. And I've been washed by the blood. I'm no stranger to no prison. I've worn shackles and chains. I've been freed and forgiven. I'm not going back. I'll never be the same. And all my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. And all my sins are forgiven. And I've been washed by the blood. There's a kind of thing that just breaks a man. Breaks him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Then he picked me up and show me what it means to be a man. And all my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. And all my sins are forgiven. And I've been washed by the blood. And all
My hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone, and all my sins are forgiven. Lord, I've been washed by the blood.
The worship team would come to the front, please. Stand with me, please.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, Savior, humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. My wounded, broken spirit, save me by thy grace. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, pass me by.
With
Christ, Savior, Savior, hear our humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Worship your holy name. pure hope.